بسم الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد إخوتي في الله وأخواتي في الله، فاعلموا أن أصدق الكتاب كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار والعياذ بالله. It is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be close to each other and not to leave too much gap. And trust me, the brothers who are holding the world went for, it will not fail, inshallah, not in this masjid. So inshallah, if you get close together, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except Abu Anisa. Abu Anisa, you have a permission for that. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one of the battles, he saw the companions are being separated, and each one of them, or a group of little group, is shading or sitting under the shade of a tree. فَقَالَ مَا بِكُمْ What's wrong with you guys? What's wrong? مَا بِكُمْ They say, Ya Rasulullah, we're seeking the shade of the tree. He said, no, be together. فَإِنَّ يَدَ اللَّهِ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ يقول أبو سعيد الخدري وكأننا غنيم سبحان الله. He say after that you will see us as if we were sheep, you know, herd of sheep that, you know, especially when the sun in the afternoon, they like to be together and put their heads down so they can hide from the sun. He said we used to be under the same tree like that after the state of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're in the halaqat of ilm, in the masajid. It is highly recommended for the students of knowledge and for the Muslims, the common Muslims, to be together, to be close to each other and to have the rahmah, because when the rahmah comes down, inshallah, if the rahmah comes to one of the brothers, you will see and you will feel the feelings of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to be close, and that's why one of the sunan, one of the reasons that we have the salatul jama'ah in a line, we are so close to each other so we can feel our bodies, so we can have, is to have the rahmah and feel the brotherhood in between us. The title that the brothers have chosen for me, Jazahum Allah Khair Brotherhood, it is the taqwa, or paradise for the people, for the muttaqeen. And inshallah, we need to understand what is taqwa first. It is a wajib to have taqwa. Is it the sunnah to have taqwa? Is it mustahab? Is it just something that we know all about? We just know of it, but we don't know anything about it. What is taqwa? And how we can reach the level of taqwa? And what is the benefit of being a taqi? And then the destination of a muttaqeen. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to have taqwa. So it's not a matter of choice. It is not something that I wish to have, but I'm not striving for it. It is not something that I like to have, but I'm not doing anything for it. But it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَاللَّفْتُ لَفْتُ صِيغَةِ الْأَمْرِ وَاللَّفْتُ لَفْتُ صِيغَةِ الْأَمْرِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to have taqwa. اتقوا الله. You have to understand, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He's talking about taqwa, He mentions taqwa then يرفق أو يقارن أو يقرن بها الاسم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions taqwa, then next to taqwa, it is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه والنبيين واليوم الآخر. من آمن بالله وملائكته من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة والموفون بعهد إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في السراء والضراء أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. So the taqwa, it is not something that we desire, but it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to have. It is up to us to seek the way of taqwa. It is up to us to know the way that will enable us to achieve the taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the matter of the Quran, this is the way that the Quran goes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what Allah has for the muttaqeen, but again, He also mentions that if you don't have taqwa, then the destination is elsewhere than the Jannah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And this is the last ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the Quran. A lot of people think that the last ayah that was revealed in the Quran was Al-Yawma Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Today I have perfected your deen. But this is not the last ayah. The last ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, and which the ulama, they call it Wasiyatullah. What they call it? Wasiyatullah. There is a wasiyatullah, wasiyat al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasiyat Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and wasiyat Umar ibn al-Khattab. قالوا فما wasiyatullah? فما wasiyat? Am I speaking too much Arabic? I'm saying a lot of Arabic? I know that's why you're coming up. This is wasiyatullah. What is wasiyat? What is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you die, the ulama according to hadith Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to have a wasiyah, to write the will before we die, even before, just to make sure that everything is in order. So your wasiyah, your will is to write everything that you own and everything that you have for someone, if it's amana or something else. Wasiyatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala hiya wattaqullaha wattaqu yawman turja'una fihi ila Allah. And fear of the day that you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the wasiyat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Idan, qala al-ulama, wasiyat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala, istawsu bin-nisa'i khayra. Istawsu bin-nisa'i khayra. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the brothers to have compassion, to have understanding, and to care for the sisters. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the last statement that he mentioned, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, As-salah, be aware of salah, protect your salah, make sure you perform the salah on time, wa ma malakat aymanukum, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put them under your hand, which means, the slaves that used to exist at that time. قالوا فما وصية أبو بكر الصديق. What was the وصية, the will of, what was the last statement of Abu Bakr الصديق? الوصية. You all know what is the وصية. You know the وصية, the meaning of وصية. Will. قالوا وصية أبو بكر الصديق لعمر بن الخطاب. يا ابن خطاب اتق الله لا يصرعنك كمصرع هذا. He said, O son of Ibn Umar, have taqwa and be aware the day that you are going to lie down like I am lying down right here. Means you're going to die. Have taqwa of that day. قالوا فما وصية عمر بن الخطاب. A lot of people may consider this, you know, very minor. issue. قالوا دخل شاب. When Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was attacked, دخل شاب. A young man walked in. radiallahu anhu warda, subhanallah. فقال يا أمير المؤمنين قد توفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو راض عنك. He said, يا أمير المؤمنين, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away and he was pleased with you. يا أمير المؤمنين آمنت بالله, you believed in Allah سبحانه وتعالى, وبرسوله, and the messenger of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, وجاهدت في الله, and you strive for the sake of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And he started mentioning فذكر وذكر وذكر, and he started mentioning the thing that Abu Bakr Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه did. فخرج الشاب, فخرج الشاب, the shab, the young man, he left. قال عمر بن الخطاب ردوه علي, bring him back. قال يا ابن أخي, when he came, when they brought him back, قال يا ابن أخي ارفع ثوبك, ارفع ثوبك. He said, pick your ثوب up, your ثوب is too long. قال العلماء لو كان إسبال الثوب ليس بمعصية ما وصى بها أبو عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. قال ارفع ثوبك فإنه أظهر لثوبك وأنقى لربك, وإنه أنقى لثوبك وأظهر عند ربك. He said, raise your thawb and pick it up. It's too long for you. For it, it's a cleanliness for your thawb and will be closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the taqwa, this is the wasiyah of the Rasul sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the wasiyah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Umar, Abu Bakr and Umar. So from this ayat and from the athar, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to have taqwa. But we all differ from one another. Some of us can be a muttaqeen. I mean the first class of a muttaqeen. And some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah has revealed, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, they say, Ya Rasulullah, we cannot fear Allah the way you should be feared. We cannot do that. فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Try your best. The brother could be a muttaqi, mashaAllah, from the awliya. I could be a muttaqi from, you know, just an ordinary muttaqi, just a Muslim. So the ulama is saying, rahimahumullah, according to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, قال التقوى أن يطاع الله. في تفسير آية واتقوا الله, قال أن يطاع الله. التقوى, he said, according to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فلا يعصى, not to disobey him at all. وَيُذْكَرْ فَلَا يُنْسَى, وَيُذْكَرْ فَلَا يُنْسَى, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we always remember, we should not forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the definition of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu wa arda. Now from this we understand that taqwa is a wajib. Is wajib, the hukm of taqwa is wajib. But there's a limit. We cannot all have the taqwa of the righteous. We cannot all have the taqwa of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. تَذَوَّدْ مِنَ التُّقَى فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلُ هَلْ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. تَذَوَّدْ مِنَ التُّقَى فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلُ هَلْ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. So the person have to have taqwa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourage the mu'mineen to have taqwa. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ taqwa, and seek provision, and the best of provision is taqwa. The best of it in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged the believers, encouraged the mu'mineen to have taqwa, and that's the only way out. The ulama said, rahimahumullah, how can we achieve? I know the time is running very fast. This point, subhanallah, the ulama will spend hours and hours and hours just to talk about the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning of this taqwa. Qalu, how can we achieve taqwa? Qalu, number one, to believe in Allah wal yawm al-akhir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa tu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir, to believe in Allah and the day of judgment. You cannot have taqwa if you don't have that. If you don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot have taqwa. If you have a shirk in your aqeedah, there is deficient in your aqeedah, then you cannot have taqwa. What about all these people who are making tawaf on the graves? What about all this nasara? What about their conditions? Don't they have taqwa? No. They have ikhlas. There's a difference between taqwa and ikhlas. وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راوية في جنة عالية. This is for the muttaqeen. Now, you can have ikhlas but not taqwa. Your taqwa will not be complete. This taqwa cannot be complete without believing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have a tawheed in your heart. قالوا اثنين. What is the second one? Brothers, you can go back if you feel like you cannot stand, you know, if you're not strong enough, master al-himam, for you can, inshallah, you can see it against the wall if you have to. Now, not to a particular brother, but I'm saying in general. Number two, to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And none of us can have the taqwa without believing in Allah and believing in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. So it is the commandment of the from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should obey in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he indeed obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith sahih al-Bukhari, hadith Abi Huraira, he said, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَأْبَى. قال من أطاعني من عصاني فقد أبى. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل يدخل الجنة. All of you are entering Jannah إلا من أبى, except those who refuse. قالوا ومن يأبى يا رسول الله. Who is going to refuse? Inshallah. They say, who is going to refuse? Who is going to refuse to enter paradise? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أطاعني دخل الجنة. Whoever obeys me will enter Jannah. ومن عصاني فقد أبى. And who disobeys me, then he indeed did not want to enter paradise. So the ulama said, the second condition for us to have a taqwa is to obey the messenger of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third point is to al-amal al-salih. Al-ladina amanu wa amilu al-salihat. In Surah At-Tin, ala sabir al-mithal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, al-ladina amanu wa amilu al-salihat. Those who believed in Allah and they did righteous deed. And they did righteous deed. يقول رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من حديث أبو بكر الصديق حديث أبا هريرة في صحيح البخاري والمسلم من الحديث إن منشن صحيح البخاري والمسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تصدق الزوجين في سبيل الله نودي من أبواب الجنة: يا عبد الله هذا خير. عليكم السلام. يا عبد الله هذا خير. If a person spends anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a caller will call from the Jannah. نودي يا عبد الله هذا خير. Oh, you servant of Allah, this is good. فمن كان من باب الصلاة دعي من باب الصلاة. Those who used to be from the people of Salah, they'll be called from the gates of Salah. ومن كان من باب من أهل الجهاد دعي من باب الجهاد. And those who used to be among the mujahideen, they will be called from the gate of jihad. ومن كان من أهل الصيام دعي من باب الصيام. And those who used to be among those the fast, among the fast, who used to fast for the month for not for the Ramadan, but used to fast, will be called from the يدعون من باب الريان, from the gate of ريان. وقال ومن كان من أهل الصدقة دعي من باب الصدقة. And those people who used to pay صدقة, then will be called from the gates of صدقة. قال أبا بكر بأبي وأمي يا رسول الله. سبحان الله. Listen to the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا رسول الله بأبي وأنت بأبي وأنت بأبي وأمي أنت يا رسول الله. ما على من دعي من تلك الأبواب من طرارة أو من طرار من طرورة, فهل يدعى من تلك, فهل يدعى أحد من تلك الأبواب كلها؟ قال يا رسول الله, he said, O Prophet of Allah, if anyone call from any of these gates, indeed he's successful. But is there anyone that who will be called from all the gates, eight gates of Jannah? قال نعم يا أبا بكر وأرجو أن تكون منهم. He said, yes indeed, and I hope you will be among those people who will be called from all these gates. قال ابن حجر العسقلاني فتح الباري. قال, he said, هذا الحديث نبذة. He said, this hadith is concerns about the نوافل وليس الواجبات. About the نوافل وليس الواجبات. It concerns about صلاة التطوع, السنن التطوع, صيام التطوع, جهاد. When it's not فرض, he said, all this goes under that. And jihad sometimes could be فرض عين أو فرض كفاية. ورسول الله عليه وسلم ربط عز هذه الأمة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم linked the dignity of this أمة to jihad. في حديث صح حسن لغيره وإن كان في سنده مقام, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, إذا تركتم الجهاد, إذا تبايعتم بالعينة وأخذتم أذناب البقر ورضيتم بالزرع وتركتم الجهاد, الله عليكم ذلا لا يرفع حتى راجعوا دينكم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, were you indulged and engaged of dealing with the riba, العينة, بيعة العينة is بيعة الربا, وأخذت بأذناب البقر, and you started caring about the camels, and ورضيتم بالزرع, and you satisfied, you sufficient with what you have from the زرع, from the earth. سلط الله عليكم ذلا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace you, and he will not leave this disgracement until حتى تراجعوا دينكم, حتى until you come back to your deen. So he called the deen, he called the jihad deen. حتى تراجع. وكما ذكرت, as I mentioned, some of the scholars, they say حديث حسن لغيري وأحسن درجات الحسن وأحسن درجات الحديث حسن لغيري. And the best of the scholars said about this, the chain of this hadith is حسن لغيري لتعدد الطرق. It has many chains, and when you combine the chain of this hadith, it comes to the level of حسن لغيري. So the Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was concerned. He was not satisfied that his name will be called only from one of the gates of Jannah. But indeed, he wants his name to be called from all the gates of Jannah. Radiyallahu anhu wa arda. Radiyallahu anhu wa arda. Also, hadith Amr ibn As. This is the point of al-amal. And when you study the seerah of the Sahaba, you will realize how ancient they used to be, and how how much desire they used to have to enter Jannah. قال عمر بن عاص زوجني أبي. He said, my father married me a woman من القريش, from Quraysh. فلما دخلت علي, when they bring the women, bring my wife to me. You have to understand who is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As. كان عباد الصحابة, كان من عباد الصحابة, حتى to the point that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, يا ابن عاص, he said, يا عبد الله, ألم أنهاك عن قيام الليل وصيام رمضان وصيام النهار. Haven't I asked you not to stand all night long and to fast all day long through the whole year? So he was from the ubad of the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is ubad is the worshipper? Is the person abid? Is the person who worships Allah subhanahu wa taala? Jazakallah khair. Keep in touch with me. So he said, زوجني أبي امرأة من قريش. فلما دخلت علي, when they brought the women to me, جعلت لا أنحان لها. He said, I did not care about this lady. This is the first night. He said, I didn't care about her. مما بي من قوة في العبادة. He said, I have so much desire to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فجاء أبي. He said, my father came. وفي رواية البخاري, this is a رواية إمام أحمد. The رواية that I'm mentioning right now is a رواية of إمام أحمد. في رواية البخاري قال كان يتعهدها. He used to come often and ask about my condition. فقال كيف وجدت بعلك. How do you find your husband? رضي الله عنها. قالت نعم الرجل من رجل غير أنه لم يفتش لنا فراشا ولم ينظر لنا كنا. He said, ما شاء الله, he's very good. وفي رواية نعم الرجل لربه. She said, he's the man as a worshipper. Subhanallah. But he haven't, fixed a bed for us. He didn't care about us. And subhanallah, see the condition. He was a young man. He was 20s. And this is the first night. And he has so much desire to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this is the condition of the brothers here in North America, not in this masjid, but here in North America, he will take 7 days off from the salah. Not from the ibadah. He would take 7 days off from the salah. And you would not see him in the masjid. He would not go to work. And he would be spending that all that time with his wife. But Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, he said, I did not have time. Because I have so much love for ibadah. Radiyallahu anhu wa arda. فأخذني أبي. My father, he took me. وعضني باللساني. وعضني باللساني. And he was very hard on me. فخرج وشكاني إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He left. وفي رواية البخاري فلما طال, when the days passed and I continue doing the same thing, I don't care about this lady, I continue worshiping Allah. فعضني باللساني وخرج وشكى إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he left. And he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain about me. قال فأتني به. He said, bring him to me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس. And listen to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though the person who brought the news to him was Amr ibn As, was one of the Sahaba, and he had so much trust in him. And he said, my son did this and this. But when the son came, when Abdullah came, قال يا ابن عمر يا ابن عمرو, or son of ابن عمرو, أتقوم الليل, you stand all night long, وتصوم النهار, and you fast all day long. He is just confirming the same information that the father told him. And this is a lesson for the ummah, and this is a lesson for the mu'mineen. They don't run with one news And just think, you know, he or she says something that I said is in Sahih al-Bukhari. It is not like that. If somebody comes to you with the information, make sure. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِالنَّبَأِ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. And for the sabr nuzul of this ayah, I'm just going aside to the story, inshallah I come back. The sabr nuzul in this ayah, according to Ibn Hibban and Ibn Kathir and Tabari and Ibn Mardawi and Ibn Manda, وقال الهيثمية في مجمع رجاله إسناده الصحيح وقال الصيوطي رجاله ثقات رجال أحمد ثقات قال الهيثمي. قال, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a statement which is not true, and because of it people were about to be killed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِالنَّبْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَرِيدُ بِنْ عُقْبِ بِنْ مَعِيدٍ رَحِمَهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching here, he's teaching us a lesson that even the person who came to tell you the information as trustworthy, and you can trust him, but yet make sure that you confirm the information. قَالَ يَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ أَتَقُومُ اللَّيْلَ وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ؟ قَالَ نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, yes, that's what I do. قَالَ إِنِّي أَصُومُ وَأَفْطِرُ. He said, but I fast, but at the same time I break my fast. وَأَقُومُ وَأَنَامُ. And I sleep, but at the same time, I spend some time, I do qiyam al-layl. وَأَمَسُّ النِّسَاء. في رواية أحمد, he said, وَأَمَسُّ النِّسَاء. In the narration, in the Muslim Imam Ahmad, he wrote the term, وَأَمَسُّ النِّسَاء, and I have a relation with women. I'm a married man. فَمَنْ رَقِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. فَمَنْ رَقِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي. The reason that I mentioned, he said, whoever goes away from my sunnah, then he's not among me, he's not for me. The reason that I mentioned the last part, that I don't want you to become a Sufis, inshallah, when I leave, and just spend in the masjid, and do ibadat, but, you know, just to show that you have to be in a miracle. So, how many points have we mentioned? Ya akhi, what was the first point? Yes. To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's your name, ya akhi? Rafiq, inshallah. The second point, Yahi. What's your name? Arshi. What's the second point? To believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Harif. What is the third? Oh, you just came. Inshallah. You make two rak'ah tawbah, inshallah. No. Yahi, what's your name? Zaki, mashallah. Righteous deeds. To be amal salih. What was the dalil that we use for righteous deeds? Surah 16, الذين آمنوا وعملوا إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالح. So the iman دائما يكون مع العمل. The iman has to be always attached to amal. Now, when the person, this is just a very minor point that we need to know. This is the beginning. Just this is for the person who are a common Muslim who wants to have the minimum of taqwa. This is what they need to do. They need to have this taqwa, which is the minimum. Now, what is the benefit of having taqwa? 350. What is the benefit of having taqwa? The benefit of being a muttaqi. The ulama said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this Quran to be guidance to taqwa. Al-muttaqeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. What is the second next ayah? هدى للمتقين. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. To have taqwa. So the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, the first ayah and the second ayah should be in page 26, the top side, the left side. Now, the reason that Allah has revealed this Quran is to have taqwa, so the book will be a guidance for the muttaqeen. Now, what is the benefit? Like, if you work for a company right now, this is before you sign the contract, They will give you, well, this is the benefit that we have for you. Health coverage. You have 2 months or a month vacation. And so on. What is the benefit of taqwa? Having taqwa. قال العلماء أول شيء محبة الله. That Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إن الله يحب المتقين. That Allah loves المتقين. What is the second, but what is the other benefit, the second benefit? They said, Ma'iyatullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with that person, will protect that person, will be, and Allah said, Inna Allah ma'a alladhina taqaw. That Allah is with those who have taqwa. Just imagine, ya akhi, if you have taqwa, and then you have Allah, what else do you need? What else do you need? When Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu anhu was fighting the kuffar, Jaysh al-Rum, and they were 200,000, and Khalid bin Walid, he only had 30,000 for Mujahideen, قال أحد القوات, one of the commanders in Jaysh, قال فالملجو اليوم الملجو إلى آجا. Today, the only protection that we have is to go back to the mountain of Aja. قال بل إلى الله الملتجى. خالد بن ولد رضي الله عنه. But Allah is the one who protects. So if you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what else could you need? What else could I need? If Allah is on your side, you should have no fear. You should not be afraid of anyone. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that He will protect you, if you have the taqwa, then you should have no fear. The third benefit, that Allah will love you. Did I mention that? The love of Allah and the ma'iyat Allah. And the third benefit, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find you a way of your difficulties. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Surah Al-Talaq, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That's it. Financial problem, you can't get a job, you cannot handle your household, you cannot protect your children from the fitna of the society. Have taqwa. You need financial help, as I said, have taqwa. Hassan al-Basri radiyallahu arhimahullah, when a man came to him, قال يا حسن أعني, he said, help me with wealth, give me something. قال يا هذا اتق الله فإني لم أرى تقيا محتاج. He said, have taqwa, I haven't seen a taqi who is in need. If you have taqwa, yes, indeed, you are in need, but not in need of a mankind. You have the need, you need it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find you ways that you never imagine. He will provide something for you from ways that you can never imagine. You can never expect that this risk will come from that side. Will come from that side. There is a lot of benefit. The ulama counted over 17 or 18 benefits from the Quran only. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the last ayah inshallah that I will use, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can find this in many ayat al-Dariyat, Surah al-Dariyat, many surah in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the muttaqin al-Jannah. And this is the final destination of this halaqah. That our aim is the Jannah. We all should know that, alhamdulillah, now we know that taqwa is wajib for us to have a taqwa or to strive for it. We said this is the point that will help us to be a muttaqeen. We know the benefit of taqwa, but also this is in this dunya, but in hereafter, the taqwa, the fruit, the real fruit of your taqwa and my taqwa will be seen in Jannah. Will be seen in Jannah. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, su'il. He was asked in Hadith Abi Huraira and Hadith in Hadith Ibn Hibban. This Sahih Ibn Hibban. Also, Hadith Tirmidhi. The same Hadith, same narration, same chain. Also, Sahih al-Hakim. Rahimahumullah. قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة. What is the best thing or the most thing that will make people to enter Jannah or make people enter paradise? قال التقوى الله وحسن الخلق. He said to have a taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have a حسن الخلق, to have the adab of Islam. To smile at the face of your brother. في صحيح البخاري والتبسمك في وجه أخيك صدقة. To be kind to your neighbor. وحسن الخلق. And by having taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from hellfire. حديث أبي هريرة صحيح حديث صحيح البخاري قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا النار ولو بالشق التمر. اتقوا النار. Now, I think we're all aiming for Jannah. And all of us, we want to end in Jannah. And we want nowhere else. We don't want to go anywhere else. We don't want to see Jahannam, even though we have to see it. We don't want to enter Jahannam, wal-iyadu billah, but we want the Jannah and Hur al-Ain. How many of you are married? I think the subject of Hur al-Ain is not good idea. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال في صحيح البخاري الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول أعددت لعبادي ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب البشر ولا خطر على قلب بخش العين والأذن لم تسمع ولم تره ولم يجر في قلوب الخلق ما فيها that no eye have seen, no ear have heard about, and no heart ever thought about. Subhanallah. This is what Allah has provided for the muttaqeen. يقول الشاعر اعمل لدار البقاء ردوان خازي. How many of you speak Arabic, by the way? Arabic. MashaAllah. يقول في احدى لله. Not too many. InshaAllah. يقول الإمام زين العابدين وفي احدى روايات يقول الإمام علي رضي الله عنه أعمل لدار البقاء رضوان خازنها الجار أحمد والرحمن ناشيها أرض لها ذهب والمسك طينتها والزعفران حشيش نابت فيها أنهارها لبن محط ومن عسل والخمر يجري رحيقا في مجاريها والطير تجري على الأغصان عاكفة تسبح الله جهرا في مغانيها تسبح الله جهرا في مغانيها سبحان الله. Then he continues saying من يشتري الدار الفردوس يعمرها بركعة في ظلام الليل يخفيها. علي رضي الله عنه different narration زين العابدين he was giving the description of Jannah and he was encouraging the mu'mineen and the believers to strive for that sake. So he said اعمل لدار البقاء رضوان خازنها. He said work for the eternal life. الرضوان is a خازنها, the God, the angel who is guarding this Jannah, is Ridwan, his name is Ridwan. And then he continues saying at the end of this Sha'r, قال, من يشتري الدار في الفردوس يعمرها? Who wants to buy a place in Jannah? What is the price for this place? What is the price of this Jannah? برقعة في ظلام الليل يخفيها. One رقعة in the middle of the night that no one sees. This is the price of Jannah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your salah, your ibadah, that particular time, that could be your ticket to Jannah. So inshallah, I know I pushed a lot, and I used a lot of Arabic terms, but this is something that I'm working on it, I cannot help it. It comes out like that. But inshallah, what we need to do, we need to complete this taqwa, and we need to head or to be to end where we want to end. We need to stay away from the ma'asi. And this is one of the things that cannot be in the heart of a mu'min. Ma'asiyah and taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be in the same heart of a believer. We need to have the taqwa and avoid all the ma'asi. And by doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the taqwa that is needed. That will be sufficient for you and I to enter paradise. Wajzakumullahu khair. Ma'asiyah is to disobedience to Allah, is to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Brothers, if you have any questions, I'll still answer them now. Sisters, you also? Brothers, if you have any questions, we'll answer them now. Sisters, if you have any questions, he'll answer them also.
Some of my sheikh used to say, he used to ask us, rahimahullah, hafidahullah, he used to say, if you don't ask a question, it's one of the two. Either you understood everything, mashallah, and you don't need any more explanation, or you did not understand anything. So one of the two. So you can't be in the middle court and not asking a question. And by asking questions, we learn. وَالْعِلْمُ بَيْنَ التَّلَامِذَ.
I think your sister asked, some people don't pray as often because they say salat should come from the heart. What is the best way to approach someone like this?
May Allah forgive those brothers and sisters who have that attitude. The reality is, any actions that you do, most of the time, any actions that you do, it comes from the heart. And Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen was asked a question, the same similar question. He said whoever claims that he's a kadhib, he's a liar. Why? He said, Al-jawarihu taba'u lil-qulub. The body parts, they only follow what is in the heart. So, that person has no excuse. The ulama rahimahumullah, they said, there are certain things that does not need encouragement, because it's already there. Whether you like it or not, you have to do it. For the sisters, whether they like to wear the hijab or not, whether that comes from their heart or not, this is farq. This is ayah from the Quran. For the brothers and the sisters also, to perform the salah, to pray the salah, it is not a favor that Allah is asking you. This is your duty. This is your job. Whether it comes from the heart or not. If you pray and you don't have the concentration and the khushu' and the devotion, and you're somewhere else, and you finish your salah, none of the scholar will ask you to repeat that salah because you did your wajib, but reward is something else. So no one can say, you know, I don't want to fast because the taqwa is right here. At-taqwa ha-huna. And the action proves me wrong. So the person, first of all, he has no excuse if he or she said that I'm waiting for the taqwa to come from my heart. And listen, a lot of Muslims, mashallah, this is what they expect. They expect to sleep one night, and they get up and in the morning, and they have the iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq. And they have the iman of Abu Bakr Umar. That cannot happen. First thing that you do, or we should do, is first, do the fara'id. If you want to increase your taqwa, if you want to increase the ikhlas, do the fara'id. And you know all hadith sahih, hadith al-wali. Man aada li waliyan. Now, do the fara'id, the compulsory wajibat, salah, sawm, hajj, zakah, and if you're capable of doing that. Then, if you need to increase your taqwa, add the nawafil. You don't have the khushu', you don't have the sincerity that you need, add more nawafil. It is not enough, fast. If it's not enough, qiyam al-layl. By doing this, then the taqwa that is needed will be in the heart. By doing this, the ikhlas that you're missing, it'll come to you. But if you said, you know, I'm waiting, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, email me or send me, or mail me, you know, iman. That cannot happen. It cannot happen that Federal Express will deliver you, you know, 2 pounds of iman. It cannot happen like that. You have to strive. You have to work hard to establish that. A lot of people think that being a Muslim by name is sufficient. It is not. You cannot call yourself, you know, my name is Brother Saeed, and my father's name is Raghi. You know, I'm a Muslim. You cannot, that is not possible. If you say, if I ask you, if your father is a doctor, and you say yes, does that mean that you're going to be a doctor? You know, you sleep home, you know, you don't go to school, and all of a sudden you're going to wake up as a doctor, mashallah, going to wear this white robe and go to the hospital and, you know, say, I want to do a surgery. You cannot do that. So first, you have to earn to be a Muslim. Your father being a Muslim, ليس الفتى من يقول كان أبي إن الفتى من يقولها أنا ذا. So the person is not the person who says my father used to be, but the person, the one who says this is who I am right now. So you have to earn your Islam first before you're claiming that you're Muslim. So no one can come out and say, well, my iman is here, right here, but I'm committing zina, I'm dealing with riba, I'm lying, I'm cheating, but the taqwa is right here, brother Yahi. Don't bother me. The taqwa is right here. It's full, mashallah. That's foolishness. This is not the way it should be. يقول الحديث حسن صحيح. All the body parts comes gathered in the morning and they have mashura. They have meeting with your tongue. And they said, نحن بك. نحن بك. We are because of you. إن استقمت استقمنا. If you go straight, we all go straight. وإن أعوجت أعوججنا. And if you go crooked, we're going to go crooked. So the person has to correct his action first. Make sure that what everything that he's saying is authentic and, you know, correct and is salih. Then the taqwa will sing inside the heart. The taqwa will sing inside the heart. So let us make sure that we understand Islam the way we should understand. It is not according to you and I. It is not according to my hawa and desire. But that's the way it should be.
Brother said, what is the best way to find a wife?
First of all, to have taqwa. You know? To have taqwa, taqwa will find you a wife, inshallah. You know, number two, al-ikhlas, and the intention. Why do you have to find a wife? Number three, al-da'wah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you, not a female, you don't want a female, you want a wife, you want a righteous wife. We have husbands who are male, but they're not husbands. We have wives who are wives, but they're not wives, but they're females. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a righteous wife. So when you have that, then you ask around. You have the brothers who are married already. I think the brothers who are not married, they cannot help you themselves. They're looking for someone. But ask the brothers who are married to help you to find a righteous wife for yourself. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, تنكح المرأة لأربعة. We marry women for four reasons. What is the first one? Yahud. لجمالها, for her beauty. Who else is married? You married? Okay. Yes. ومالها. Okay, wealth. Who else is married? So, you have beauty, wealth, the nasabiyah, her status. The fourth, her deen. Now, what was the nasiha of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is married here? Yes. فَظْفَرْ بِالدَّاتِ الزِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ فَظْفَرْ بِالدَّاتِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, get hold of the one who has deen. Now, if you have a sister who is beautiful and do not have deen, and you have a sister who is, you know, alhamdulillah, okay, you know, she can pass inspection, but, you know, she has a good deen. Which one do you go for? The deen. But the ulama said, rahimahumullah, if you marry a woman for her beauty and she has a deen, it is not haram. If you marry the woman because of her wealth and she has a deen, you know, or deen and she has a wealth, it's not a problem. If you marry a woman because, you know, she has a deen and she's from a certain family, it is not a problem. They said why we all have to look for jamal. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث صحيح البخاري المرأة الصالحة ولد المرأة الصالحة التي إذا نظر إليها زوجها صرت. It's a woman that when the husband looks at her, he's pleased with her. He pleased the way she looks. وإذا أمرها أطاعت. When he commands her, when he asks her to do, command is not a slavery, إخوة. You know, command it nicely. ولهن مثل الذي عليهن. They have equal rights. So it means when he asks her something, أطاعت, she will obey and listen to her husband. So a beauty also is acceptable. قال العلماء فما المال. What is the need of the man, of the wealth? They said if the woman is wealthy, that would encourage her to protect herself with her wealth. You know, she would not go out, you know, working in a workplace which is not Islamic. So the wealth will protect her, the woman. قالوا فما الأهل. What about the family, the nasab? قال the women, the ulama said, if the sister is from a particular family, from a good Muslim background, then she will have, if her iman comes, you know, weakens, then she can always say, subhanAllah, I cannot bring ar, you know, shame to my family. I cannot do that to my family. So that will also protect her, will protect, inshallah, her. So the ulama, alhamdulillah, they say you can marry women, but please, first, look for the deen. Beautiful sister, nice, mashallah, but she has one ticket to hellfire, she's not going to help you. She's not going to help you. And the ulama said, one woman is capable of taking four men to hellfire. The husband, the son, the father, and the brother. All these people are going to hellfire of a woman. Of course, there's a tafsir, you know, explanation need, so don't run away with that, inshallah. You know, that there's more explanation you need to be added to that, inshallah.
Our sister writes, since we are on the discussion of marriage, what is the ruling of men marrying Christians and Jews? Is this allowed?
Well, you know, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said it's halal. It says halal for us to marry the women and to eat their food.
Sister writes, the husband absent for a year, can't the wife ask for divorce?
Now, Echo, we have to understand questions like this. It needs more detail. It needs more information. Why is the husband absent? Is he providing her? Is he taking care of her needs? You know, we have to know a lot of detail before we answer the question. Otherwise, we could be destroying houses of families by giving, you know, just two statements, and that could be very dangerous. So, inshallah, if more detail is available, then that is what is needed.